I'm now joined by a young man who's worked with U2 as an engineer, a producer, and also as a remixer as well. Good evening to you, Flood. Many thanks for joining us.
That's okay, and thank you for calling me a young man.
Always works, Flood, always works. Flood, let's go right back to the beginning. How did you sort of like first get involved with U2? How did you first get the gig?
I actually engineered the Joshua Tree, and because Gavin Friday is a very, very good friend of Bono's, he'd recommended me through me working with the Virgin Prunes, who he was the lead singer with. And he'd heard some Nick Cave material that I'd worked on and recommended me. And the band heard what I'd done and liked it. And I went over for an audio interview where I worked with them for 2 weeks.
Right.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
And, I mean, were you always a fan of the band as well, Flood? I mean, is that important when you're going to work with somebody?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, being the young man that I am, I can remember when they first started and actually going to see them play in the Marquee. And they were always one of the most exciting bands of the sort of punk new wave era.
I mean, we spoke a little bit earlier on, Flood, to the band's manager, Paul McGuinness. But can you give us an idea of what they're like to work with in the studio? I mean, obviously, you know, we know that Bono's the singer and Adam's the bass player, the Edge is the guitarist, and Larry's at the back on the drums. But, I mean, do they have kind of set defined roles in the studio?
No, in the studio, they're totally unique as a band to work with because the methods in which they write songs and record is more of a sort of collaborative exploration of a song, whereas most other bands will work very much in having the song in the first place and then work piecemeal to creating the finished product. And U2, each person sort of will take on a different role at different times in the project. You know, sometimes Larry can be the one going, where's the melody? I can't sing along with it. And then Adam could be sort of asking about, you know, is the guitar parts happening and how are the lyrics doing? It's very, very, very interchangeable.
I mean, you've worked alongside them, Flood, I think with everyone from Eno through to, you know, Daniel Lanois to Howie B as well. I mean, how would you sort of describe the producer's role with U2? I mean, you spoke very well there about, you know, the role of the band themselves. But, I mean, how would you sort of describe what the producer needs to do with a band like them?
The producer is a catalyst and an encourager and also somebody who can be at times objective, stand out of the situation and say, well, maybe this is the road you need to all go along and then be helpful in getting the thing going along there.
I mean, now, all of the stuff that you have worked with, you know, as far as the band is concerned, and also as far as the new best of is concerned, Flood, here's a real tough one for you. Do you have a favourite track that you'd like to hear? And if so, what do you remember of the making of it?
I'd love to hear Stay, which is one of my favourite tracks of theirs all time, irrespective of the fact that I've worked on it. And it was quite a struggle to make it. There were at least three different versions of the song for absolutely ages. It was only on the finished mix that everything all came together. And it was sort of like a moment of triumph, you know, in the jaws of defeat, there was suddenly a moment of triumph. And it was a very, very fulfilling process.